With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Ballots are arriving this week at the homes of Cortez residents. The question being posed to voters is whether to approve an exemption from Colorado State Senate Bill 152. That bill, which was passed back in 2005, essentially prevents local governments from providing internet infrastructure or working with private companies to provide it. If residents vote yes on the ballot question, the city of Cortez will be able to work with private companies to provide broadband access to the community. Taxes will not be raised. If the vote is no, nothing will change. However, the city of Cortez will not be able to partner with internet providers to create broadband infrastructure. Supporters of the measure say that it will create internet access for people who currently aren't able to get it. Miriam Willow Giles is the executive director of the Southwest Colorado Council of Governments. She says the measure will allow for local communities to have a say in their own broadband access through the city.
This is all about the community taking control of its destiny in regards to broadband. It's about local control because the Senate bill that caused this does not allow for that to happen.
She also says the pandemic highlighted the need for broadband access in order to take care of basic needs. And she says that most Cortez residents just don't have the internet connectivity to do so. Willow Giles also says there is currently funding at the state and federal level for broadband access. She says that by passing the ballot measure, the city will be prepared to take advantage of those funds. Internet service providers generally oppose the measure. The deadline to submit ballots is June 8th. This is KSJD News.